Blessed eternal Father, we honor you this evening, Lord, for your cares upon our lives since Sunday when we last gathered here. Thank you for your watchful eyes upon us, for blessing us, guiding our ways, fighting our battles, Lord, meeting our needs in various ways. You have been everything to us, Lord, just these few days into the week. We thank you. Lord, we are grateful to you. We know that you have helped us this far. You are more than able to see us through the rest of the week. We have come to your house after the day's activities. We are asking, Lord, Master, that, Lord, in the evening time, you usually do special things. May you come and do special things in our lives, Lord. So we have come. We have come with needs in our lives. And we have come unto him that is more than able to meet our needs. Lord, both physical and spiritual. Lord, Master, all these needs we commit to you. And we know you know them, Heavenly Father. But you have commanded us to present them unto you in prayers. And to believe that whatsoever we ask from you, you will give unto us. We come with faith, with confidence, knowing that you are faithful to your promises. Lord, that you will help us this evening. Lord, Master, whatsoever that you have prepared to bless us with, we pray that your grace will make us partaker of the same. We want to go back better than we came here. We want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need your healing. We need your strength, physical, spiritual. We need deliverance. We need you to lift us up, Father. We need you to impart faith to our hearts, revelation and understanding of your word. All this you promised to do when we gather in your name. Because you promised that we are two or three are gathered in your name, you say you'll be there to grant their desires, Master Savior, to save the sinners, to heal the sick, to lift the saint to higher ground. And to meet every need that may be represented in their lives, we have come with confidence because we know you are going to give us testimony and your name will be glorified. Forgive our sins and our shortcomings as we present ourselves to you for consecration and dedication at this time. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves to Wednesday prayer meeting. As we open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 14, we read two verses, verses 24 and 27, and then we will read another verse, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 20, chapter 14, verses 24 and verse 24 and 27. Verse 24 and 27, Isaiah 14. He reads thus, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand." Verse 27, "For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and we shall turn it back." Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Right? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our heart. You can please be seated. God bless you. We appreciate the Lord for another privilege to come before the Lord this evening. Just a little thought that, in the light of some events, since about a month now, This thought just came to my mind just yesterday, while many other things have combined together, looking at this here, looking at this here, looking at that there, and then suddenly, of course, the understanding of what I'm going to speak tonight came to me last week. So, but the way to speak about it just came to me yesterday. Preachers have a way of knowing what they're going to preach about. Once you know you are going to preach, you are in a certain state as a preacher. You are in a certain state. So, usually a burden for the preachers when you have to think of what you are going to preach. The church members they don't know what preachers go through to come up with sermons. Praise be to God. Sometimes I will tell my wife that she should wait a little bit and watch with me when I have to prepare for service. So just jump on the bed and say, I'll be praying for you. God bless you. This evening, just a little thought from the message of the hour. The sovereignty of God. That's what I want to speak on. The sovereignty of God. Ọlọ́run tó ń ṣe èyí tó wù, àṣeyí ó wù. Ọba tí ò sẹ́ni tó ń gbà nímọ̀ràn. That's the meaning of sovereign. He has no advisor. He has no counselor. He does what he has promised. He does what pleases him. He carries out his counsel, as we have read in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 there, that as the Lord of hosts has sworn, he has sworn, saying, surely as I have taught, as I have taught, tie mi shero. Unti olon gbero. What a plan to do. As I have taught, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. It's not that simple as it's been said. The vessel in whose life God has planned to accomplish certain things, it don't come that easy. That is why he swore that nothing is going to stop my purpose, nothing is going to tamper with my counsel. He has sworn. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have taught, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand. And then verse 27 said, for the Lord of hosts, you see it again. Verse 24 says, the Lord of hosts. Ọlọ́run àwọn ọmọ ogun. And then in verse 27, he says the same. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched forth. Stretch out. We shall turn it back. Be away saying, God is stretching forth his hand to deliver, to save, to bless, to rescue. And somebody is going to say, remove your hand. Is there anyone? God says so. He said it. Who knows the ability of everybody? Who knows the ability of Satan? Who created the devil and gave him power? Is the one that said this. I don't care how powerful Satan is.
in the time that God has proposed to accomplish it, in his own timing, the vessel that he has ordained to accomplish something in his or her life will witness what God has said.
Praise be to God. Because Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 tells us that there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. There are many devices in the heart of men. It might be devices against God's plans. It might be devices against his purpose. As long as there are devices against God's counsel, they cannot stand. Because God has his plan and is sovereign about his plan. Praise be to God. Let's just go a little bit more. That's Psalm 33, verse 11. Let's read a few scriptures and then we move forward. Psalm 33 verse 10 says, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. When those counsels are against his counsel, when they run contrary to his counsel, he render those counsels nonsense. Now, we are saying this evening because God's elect, God's children, should rejoice, should take courage, should rejoice in the ability of God to bring his promise to pass in their lives. One time, somebody raised a question, and he said that that they can change the glory of a man. And I want you to listen very carefully. Many people believe it because their understanding of the message, of who God is, of God's plans and program, of his ability. That is why the prophet said that God cannot lose his elect. So the question says that some people have glory. And the person cited an example. The person I'm saying is a believer. Cited an example in the scripture. And we're going to look at that example. Merciful God. And then we will say one or two things about that. The person said that somebody can give glory to somebody. I mean, God can give glory to somebody and the devil can waste it, that it will not materialize. And he started an example. And look at that person that says, this far, you haven't understood the scripture, you haven't understood God, you have not understood the ability of God. You are equating, you are making Satan to be more powerful, or you are even equating Satan with God. You know, when somebody is equal, if somebody is equal with another person, there is no winner, there is no vanquish. So, which means God cannot defeat Satan, Satan cannot defeat God. So, in other words, if God resists Satan, Satan can resist God. That's what it means when people have understanding that Satan is the opposite of God. Satan is not the opposite of God. It's not the opposite. Neither are their powers the same. Do you know believers can control Satan's power? Yes. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. We are Satan as afflicting somebody. A believer comes with the authority of Jesus and says, Satan, leave that place and get out.
Because the commission God has given to his people, Satan cannot argue it. He has to leave. We have seen that in the ministry of the prophet. We have seen that in our midst. The healing that takes place, simple healing that takes place, is the devil that is being dislodged. Simple healing of a day is the devil that being dislodged. If you don't know. Because the prophet told us that science gives them names, but devil, they are all devils. Devil of headaches, devil of stomachache, devil of body pain. It's a demon that's responsible for it. And when you understand that, then you place them and categorize them under that evil spirit, and then you deal with them as a believer. Demonology, physical realm. If you understand that demonology, physical realm, you will know. Praise be to God. So Satan is never equal. He has power. You know, sometimes I feel uncomfortable when people so rate the devil. I'm telling you, that's my stand. I feel so disturbed. When people talking and they rate Satan, they so rate him. What are you rating the devil? Who is he? Who is the devil? Your enemy. Huh? The devil is your enemy. Should you be praising the power of your enemy? And the prophet told us that there is a weapon that he cannot resist. That's God's word. So when you come behind that word and the word becomes your sheet, you are untouchable to that devil. And you can deal with him. The prophet said the word of God is both for offense and for defense. What does defense mean? You use it to attack and you use it to defend yourself. The word of God is both for your defense. You use the word of God to defend yourself, and you are using the same weapon to fight the devil, to fight him, to defeat him. With the word of God must be at the consolation of believers, or else you will carry a dick that you are not supposed to carry. You will carry a thing that you are not supposed to carry. When God has proposed a thing, nothing changes it. It's going to come to pass as God has said it. He said it by himself. May the Lord be our help. The question of that person. Okay, before we go forward, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Look at what God says there. Jeremiah 29, verse 7. What God does say about me? What does he say about you? Let's read it together. No, verse 11 only. Shall we read it together? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We cannot stay in sin and claim them. You should understand that. See, we should be mature. When a preacher comes in here and he preaches faith, it's not because the preacher does not know how to rebuke. Are you with me? It's not because the preacher doesn't know how to rake sin or whatever. As the inspiration comes from the preacher, he does it. We don't preach, you know, as the spirit leads, the preacher preaches. Because God knows the needs of his people. Are you with me? It is God dealing with his people. It's not the preacher dealing with the congregation. It is God, through the gift that has given to the person, that is dealing with his children, feeding them, and through the word, he creates faith in their heart, he condemns their sins, he gives them some understanding, he heals their sicknesses, he raises them up, he delivers them. Are you getting that? So when we preach that does not mean that sin is condoned. When we raise that and say that, oh, the thought that God thinks towards you, It's not in sin. You should know that. God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. That is basic. So, somebody cannot have another than be sinning and hear that, oh, I know the thought that God thinks towards me. Oh. If another scripture, it says that, tell the wicked, he shall not be well with him. That's the thought God thinks towards a wicked man. That's God's thought towards a wicked man. This quotation we are reading here came because God is a redeemer. He's a deliverer. He wasn't pleased with his children being in captivity. Israel was in captivity. They disobeyed him. And he told them, you are going to spend 70 years through the mouth of Jeremiah. Are you with me? It was the same Jeremiah God sent to them when it remained few years for them to leave Babylon. He sent Jeremiah, I know the thought that I think towards you. You are the one that disobeyed my instruction. That made me to speak against you. That made me to afflict you and send you to Babylon to go and learn. My plan towards you is to deliver you, to set you free. And if you go and read that, you will see God's thoughts towards Israel. Truly. And we are spiritual Israel. Praise be to God. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. You see? And not of evil. To give you an expected end. When that is God's thought, when that is God's plan, and he said in Isaiah chapter 24, the verse 1, he said, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. So shall it stand. You get it? And the prophet told us that a thought, what is a thought expressed? When God taught it, he expresses it as a promise to his people, and he carries it out. And God's thoughts are eternal. Praise be to God. So, this person came up with that question and said that Jacob and Esau, that it was Esau that was meant to have the glory. That was not Esau. He said it was Esau rather that was meant to have the glory, not Jacob. I think I said it the other way. Right? Yeah. He said it was Esau that was supposed to have the glory, that it was not Jacob, that Jacob took the glory of Joseph, of Esau. And look at the person. Knowest thou not the scripture? Romans chapter 9. Can you project that to us? From verse 11. From verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, remember, as I have proposed, so shall it stand. As I have taught, so shall it be established. That the purpose of God according to election might stand. Back to Romans 9. That the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Verse 12. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. The purpose of God according to election. Then I called the person that we went through into the school, and then it's okay for you to see that it was God's purpose and election. God said, Esau, I hate it. Jacob, have I loved, isn't it?
When Rebecca was pregnant of these two boys, what happened? They were wrestling inside of her. And then she went to encounter of the Lord, and it was told that two nations are young, and they are going to fight like this. The elder will serve the younger. Before both of them were born, before they did any evil, but God knew them by foreknowledge. What Esau will do is disposition. What Jacob will do, be placed upon free moral agency. I want you to follow me. Because God will not do wickedness. God has used that principle of placing you and me upon free moral agency to exonerate himself. He used it to exonerate himself from being condemned by anybody. Because that's what judgment will be based upon. What you do with your self-will. And then, when they grew up, by virtue of being firstborn, he was firstborn. But he was not meant to have the birthright. Are you with me? Esau was not meant to have the birthright, because before they were born, it was said that the elder will serve the younger. And it was God that knew how that will happen. And he set plans in place. The God that proposed, he set plans in place. They grew up. See, God is a dramatist. Now that dream, that revelation that came to Rebecca that the elder will serve the younger, how will he come to pass? How is it going to be? Rebecca could not explain it. But when things began to play out, Rebecca was spiritual enough to pick it, because she was pre-informed. That's where knowledge is very, very important. And at a point in time when it was time, Isaac called his son and said, "My son, it's about time for me to go. But before I go, I want to pour all the blessings upon you. So go into the wilderness and get me venison, the one that you know that my soul loveth." Why was Rebecca close by that time? Are you with me? If Rebecca was not close by, she won't hear. Neither will she will prompt Jacob to go and provide alternative. That's God's plan. Rebecca, upon hearing, she is not just here for hearing's sake. She quickly went to Jacob to fulfill the counsel of God for Jacob. Even when Jacob did not know anything about it. Are you getting me? But remember, event that transpired before that time, when Jacob prepared pottage and Esau was coming from the something and he was very hungry, and he met this aromatic pottage, tantalizing pottage, hunger satisfying pottage, pottage that an hungry man will see and it will become soft, and said, "Make una give me now." And Jacob, Esau came to Jacob and said, "Oh, Jacob, you are a very good cook. This, and said, can you please give me out of your pottage so that I can enjoy? I'm very famished. Seriously hungry." For you to know, that's why whatever is ordained to you, God will give you faith for it. He will give you faith for it. And at the end of the day, you know the response of Jacob? That did not come, that was not far-fetched. It has been with Jacob.
Because he had, his interest was always that birthright. He was interested in it, not that he was not picking interest in it. Only that he was not there when the father spoke. But remember, that was in the future. But here was the beginning where Esau began to lose hold of the birthright. Where he began to walk in the path that will lead to him in serving his younger brother. He began to follow that path. God was throwing the pathway before him. He was taking the side. He was taking the Jacob was standing towards the side of the victor. He said, "Hey, give me the pottage." And Jacob said, "Pottage, well, that's very good. Give me your birthright, and I will give you the pottage." Let's see verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. Onyonu. That's what Yoruba used to say. Onyonu. Arebiba. Hunger will make him to do anything. And Jacob said, "Send me this day." About ready-made answer. He did not go and ask his mother and say, "Mommy, what shall I tell my brother? He's asking me for this." The prophet said he was all the time interested in that birthright, only that he could not kill Esau. But how this birthright is going to become my own, I don't know. But I'm interested in it. And the prophet said the birthright today is the Holy Ghost. See, if we are hungry and thirsty for the Holy Spirit, it's a promise of God. God will make a way for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because he made promise. If the bad track will come to Jacob in the design of God, because he was predestinated for it, there's none of the people that are elected to be partakers of eternal life without having it. This is God's promise. As I propose, the purpose of God is for his elect to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that's the way we are going to be part of him. I mean, the proof that we are part of him to return back to him is the birthright that unites us with God. And Jacob said, send me this day your birthright. And look at his response. Verse 32. And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" It was a funny thing. But this was walking towards the path of the fulfillment of the prophecy. According to the purpose of God, according to election. And Jacob says, "Swear to me this day." Jacob did not take it in the face value as he said it. "Oh, what? Don't forget about it. What is the birthright? 2 million jerry. Because Jacob knew by the time he finished the food, he might change his mind. "Oh yeah, come and put swearing. Come and seal it. Let it be irreversible." And Jacob came, and Esau came and said, "What is this? What is the birthright going to do for me?" Like many people will say that way. "Just say, it doesn't matter to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As long as I can become rich, as long as I can marry a good man, as long as I can have all I'm supposed to have, what's the use of the Holy Ghost? Those people who have Holy Ghost, they are so poor, they are so this, they are so this, they are so that." All right. Maybe you are part of the Esau group. May it not be so. And so, Esau, and look at what the verse said. Look at what and he sold, and the Bible says, "Swear to me." Jacob said, "Swear to me this day," and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. There are quite a number of things we can talk about there when we talk about value. The value Jacob Esau placed upon the Holy Spirit does not worth the value of the food, or it equated the value of the food. It was an exchange. In the economics in those days, it's called exchange by barter. I needed rice, you have beans. So you must look for somebody who needed rice when I need beans. So they go to the market, "Oh, do you need rice? I need beans.
I have rice. You have rice, okay? How many Congos? They use measurements acceptable among all of them. Conventional measurement. And so once they agree, okay, you take rice, I take beans. That's their change.
Esau saw that pottage was equal to the weight of the birthright. But Jacob valued the birthright more. So he parted with his food. And he got the birthright. Because he knew the value of it. If a man has the value, knows the value of the Holy Spirit, he will do everything to get eternal life.
If you know what it is,
because the prophet said, in that battery lays resurrection. That's our Holy Ghost baptism. That lays rapture. That lays victory. That lays healing. That lays eternal eternity. Everything, every blessing of God lays in that battery.
Praise be to God. And that is our 33 there now. And then we move forward. Sorry. We're going to pray.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentil, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. And in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible made us to know that he sought it thereafter with tears.
But he could not get it because it was late.
He has already despised, he has sold it.
He has exchanged it for something else now. The food where he don't chop then come. How many days will it take for that food to digest?
Few hours. And he will be hungry again. He will just go to the toilet and pass the waste. And when he passed the waste, the tummy becomes flat. You know, he will now begin to think. I said, what foolish thing that I did? Ah, you did foolish thing. And that is how many people will compromise upon the glamorous things of the world. They will forget the reality because of material things. Material thing that has beginning, that we wait, that we finish with the world. When the world ends, it ends with the world. Eternal life has no beginning nor ending. That's God's life. Amen. And you don't have to pay anything to have it.
Without price, without money, without price. And so that's why he's also this birthright. And then all along,
events were transpiring. He began to accuse Esau. And he took my birthright. He took this. He sold it. It is the purpose of God in the life of Jacob that was working. And finally, when it was time for that to really come to climax, for Jacob to really be given the seal of that birthright, the father said, Esau, come here, go and get me venison that will rejoice my heart, so that I will pour the blessings of my heart upon you.
And the mother of the two of them had.
Remember, she was the mother of both of them. No, and the Bible said that Rebecca did what? Love Jacob. Isaac loved Esau. Thank God that the way God designed it, it was because Jacob loved Esau that he wanted to bless him because he was his firstborn. But the program of God was not like that. And the woman understood it. When he said, go and do this on the mother heart. And he quickly come. Had when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for vision and bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord. Before the death, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. Was he siding Jacob against Esau? No! She was walking according to the purpose of God for the life of Jacob. Because what God had proposed for Jacob must come to pass. He will raise effort to help him to accomplish it when he was helpless. As far as that was concerned, Jacob was helpless for the purpose of God to come to pass in his life. But here was a helper, his mother. And thou shalt bring him before thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau my brother, he's a hairy man and I'm a smooth man. Look at him. He was even like doing with his mother. And my father peradventure will feed me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. And I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. Look at what the mother said. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch them me. Go and fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. The mother assured him and said, that curse will come upon me. If it curse you, if your father discover it, that curse will come upon me. What was working? The purpose of God has been determined unto Jacob. Was in the virtue of being fulfilled. Somebody was ready to take his curse upon him. Upon her. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly remains of her elder son. Rebekah went to take the goodly remains of Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kings of the gold upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. The mother dressed him like Esau. Put the clothes of Esau on him. Look at Jacob. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And Jacob paused. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? Wait. I think that's the point we jumped. Go back. That's the point we jumped. Because no, go back. Okay, come. Made savory meat, and Rebekah took golden raiment of her son, of her elder son, these all which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. Okay? And she put this, And she put the skins of the keys of the good upon her, upon his hand, and upon the smooth of his neck. Yes. Why? Because Esau was hairy. Two things. The smell of Esau was different from the smell of Jacob. And then the feeling of the skin. Jacob was a smooth man. He no get hair for body. But Esau was a hairy man. So the mother knew these two things, that the father might think of them. And he put the Esau's clothes upon the boy and took the skins of the kid that she has killed and used to wrap the hands of Esau, Jacob, and said, take this and go to your father. All right. Then you will see God's counsel. It can't be denied. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which he had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came into his father, unto his father, and he said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Caesar, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit heed of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. The way God did this, his father was blind at this time, to make the assurance double, to make the blessing double, to make it undeniable. If the father wasn't blind, that was not possible. God, who designed his plan, works it out. What are we referring here? The sovereignty of the Almighty God. Be rest assured that what God has proposed and planned for your life will come to pass. The antagonists, God will use them to fulfill it. Because he rules and reigns in the affairs of men. The Bible says he turns the heart of the kings. He said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And this God turns him whithersoever he wills, like rivers of water. What he no want do, God will make him to do it, to fulfill his counsel. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found this so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Is it not true? The Lord God brought it to him. Yes. That's the scripture. The Lord God brought it to him in order to fulfill his counsel for his life. That was through his mother. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feed thee, my son. And she referred to Bekole too. Nitori pe Olorun lo wa nje e. It was the counsel of the Lord. What God has proposed could leak out. It is if it is not God that is doing it. So if it is not God, forget the effort, forget the support, forget this and this. Especially when it is not time. But when it is time, it will stir people up. That we hope that we disturb the honestness. What to the money? The God that we are serving, that's the way he works. He's so sovereign. He's so powerful. He takes decisions on his own. Doesn't consult anybody. Should I bless this? Because if he consults me to bless you, if I was not a Christian enough, I may recommend and say, don't bless him with 1 million, bless him with 200,000. Human being. Human being. I'm a witness of what I'm saying. But I'm grateful he does not take counsel to come to this person and say, shall I bless this brother? He will do it to his own glory, to his own honor, to his own magnification, for the blessing of his people. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feed thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Doubt began to come inside of him. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice. But the hands are the hands of Esau. Why did he not pause? When he began to experience doubt, why did he not stop and say, wow, your voice is Esau's voice. I mean, Jacob's voice. And your hand is looking like Esau. Wait, go and call your brother for me. Go and call your brother. Go, I want the two of you to be with me here. I want to identify who is Esau, who is Jacob. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Just hold on. You don't bring your food. Very good. Shebi on yeti ready. Ah, I will eat it now. Put it there. Go and call your junior brother. Go and call Jacob. That understanding, God suspended it. It never come to his mind because it was God that was at work. His counsel for Jacob, because Esau must serve him, must come to pass. Because process that God has earmarked for that to come to pass was that. It's for the blessing to be pronounced upon Jacob, to see the birthright upon him. And then Esau lost it. The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Kole durombe ogudo tesiwa juni. The time to bless God's people has come, and he will bless his people. And he discerned him not. All on you, Jacob discerned. The discerning power was suspended by God. The prophet said he was a prophet. God did not reveal to him. Because if God did that, God be working against his own counsel. And he designed him not because his hands were hearing. Voice was enough. Because initially, if their voices were the same, he would not have said that. But he identified that this is Jacob's voice. This is Jacob's voice. But Kole, stop where? I have received commandment to bless. And I must bless. This Israel must be blessed by Balaam. He couldn't curse them. Though he wanted to compromise with Barak, and he collected gifts and every other thing, he went to God to go and say, "Hey, God, let me. Oh, merciful God, please pardon me."
You know, once in a while, you know, I come around, you know, to do this. So let me drop this along the line. I'm not the pastor of Bakatari Church. You people should understand that. No matter how it's presented, just understand it. I am just their missionary pastor. Are you listening to me? I still take my salary here. I want you to know that. If I have become their full pastor, I will leave this assembly, I will go there. Because we must know in the message what it takes to be that. Are you with me? Pastor advised me to be their missionary pastor when they had problem. Pastor Martins, am I correct? He advised me to go, and because I was close to them, to rescue them from the problem. So, our agreement is that when they are mature to have a pastor, they will take decision on their own. Every other person that is a core pastor will come around. Upon being observed, they will all come and preach to them and the rest of it when they are ready, when they are established. As they are, they can't sustain themselves. Are you getting me? Even if they are ready to sustain themselves, it will be turned open to them. They will have to choose and make their choice. I'm just, the reason they have to vote to bring me as their associate, as their missionary pastor, is that I must have an authority to operate among them because of what happened to them. Are you getting me now? They were left without a shepherd. The former pastor wrote and left them. Even before, you should understand, I have even pastored them. I've stood there as the associate pastor for 6 months. Years back, when the very pastor that left them now said that he wanted to go and pray, he went to the mountain to go and pray for 6 months. So it's not a new thing. So I want that to be well understood. So it is this assembly that sponsors them, that is sponsoring my going there. And they know it. So they can see me and say, "Our pastor." It is not wrong, because I'm still the one that is in charge of them. So when they are mature and they are ready, they are still being assisted as they are. So all efforts to try to see how they can recognize their need to come around an established church failed. Are you hearing me? All those efforts failed, and I wouldn't want the situation whereby it look as if we want to impose Olugmeru over them. And since they have chosen to become an assembly, it's okay. So when you are ready to become a full church, when you have become a full church and you want to choose your pastor, then you have the liberty. And you can say that, what if they won't be as their pastor? And we have to pray, and God will have to speak to me. God bless you. Amen. It is important I drop that. Perhaps many of you might have been having some things in your mind. I am Brother Joshua of Christ Bride Tabernacle. Assisting Bakatari Church. I'm a missionary. So that's possible for me to do that. If pastor was the one that they call, pastor would be the one asking one of us to go there, to go and be assisting them. Are you getting that? God bless you. And so finally, please forgive me for taking your time here. Are we together?
Yeah.
And he designed him not because his hands were hairy and his brother Esau's hands. So he
from Amsterdam last time. See, he couldn't be happy. And he smelled the smell of the grave. And yes.
Why did the mother guess that the father will smell? Why did the mother guess that the father might want to feel his skin? And the mother suggested all these two things. And these two things that he did. In God's purpose, God inspired the mother to do that. And blessed him. And he said, see, the smell of my son is that the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. With the joy of his heart, with all his heart, he pronounced the blessing without reservation. And he came near and therefore God gave thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee according to God's purpose. The elder shall serve the younger. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Be Lord over thy brethren. God's purpose. The elder shall serve the younger. And let thy mother's sons. How many sons name am I? Answer me. How many sons? Two. Who are they? Jacob and Esau. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Esau will bow down and his children. Esau and his children will bow down to Jacob and Jacob's children. Bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee. And blessed be he that blessed thee. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob. And Jacob was yet cast gone out from the presence of Isaac his father. That Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father. And said unto his father, let my father arise. I eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. Isaac will almost collapse. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly. What? And he said, who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought him me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, he shall be blessed. It is irreversible. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. And he said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. God was all in it. The prophet said, interest of Jacob was to get the birthright. However, he got it. In the sermon, he only recognized an acting of the world. Whichever way he got it, so for him to just get the birthright, that was all his concern. Whether by crook or by whatever, make I get the birthright, not my concern. The prophet said, and that is how it is with believers today. They don't care whether they have to boohoo it, whether they have to cry the other, whether they have to make restitution and do all those things. Not in the crook, of course, because if you come crooked way, you won't get the birthright. Because repent, he gives Holy Ghost to those who obey him. You cannot break his word and expect Holy Ghost. But remember, this is a shadow. Okay? They operate under the blood of bull and animal. Are you following us? And so, and he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? What about himself? That right in his face, with hunger, he showed his birthright and he swore. He has forgotten that time. Was he forced? Did Jacob force him and put knife on his neck and say, look, if you don't give me birthright, I will cut off your neck? Or did he carry gun and say, look, I will blow your head for you. Give me this birthright. Did Jacob force him? He was sensible. He didn't do it out of durex. He was not forced to do it. He willingly yielded. He willingly surrendered it because the value he placed upon that eternal life.
What value do you place upon your family? What value do you place upon your own life? What value do you place upon the promises of God? As we bow our heads. Sorry for taking your time.
Make up your heart, 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 make up your heart
I believe we have all committed ourselves to the Lord as we still continue to pray. I ask Pastor to come and pray for us. Whatever you have presented to God, believe. As the pastor comes forward to seal the blessing like Eli did to Hannah in those days. Our God then is still the same today. Put your request in your heart while our pastor prays for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for bringing us together again tonight for this service. We thank you very much for a portion of a message of our day that you have just passed across to us. We are very, very happy. You instructed your prophet to store the message for the bride. We have need of it because therein lays the natural faith. We thank you for the portion that has come to us again tonight, reassuring us, O God, that there is no weapon that is fashioned against us shall prosper. That which you have ordained unto us in this life journey we definitely come to pass. That there is no power, and there is no power anywhere and I can overrule or can contend with you, yes, as regard your plans, yes, your purpose, a program concerning our lives. Thank you, Father. It is true you have said, O God, that whatsoever things we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, then shall we have. Your children are beyond the altar. Every one of them have uttered what their heart desires are unto thee, their needs. Father, grant unto every one of them according to their needs, Lord. May those requests they have presented, may they turn to testimonies. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise be to God. Let us sing from 3:3. Standing on the promises of God. 3:1. We take two stanzas before the cross. Then we take the third stanza while the song leader comes forward. Let's be on our feet. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, though eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Christ.